Blog Talk Radio. Welcome once again to Madam Perry's Salon. I'm your host, your spiritual advisor, and your groove mistress, Madam Perry, but you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I am just happy to be here and happy that you are as well. Now, some people wonder about the salon title. Well, back in centuries past, say in England, Europe, and some parts of Asia, there would usually be a patroness of the arts who would have a salon, use a room in her home, probably like a living room or parlor, and have regular meetings, maybe weekly, of local musicians, authors, thought leaders, philosophers, inventors, and share what they were doing and what was going on and talk about things. And I just loved the idea. And I always wanted to have my own. Well, mine is right here in cyberspace. And as one of the first guests said, been to Madame Perry's salon, and it looks like the inside of Jeannie's bottle. And there you have it, folks. Here we are. So that's why I bring you different people, people from different worlds, whether it's science, music, arts, all here for you. Now, we've had a lot of stuff going on. I want to thank everyone. We've got a lot of new subscribers, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for subscribing, for leaving messages. Oh, did you know that on Spotify now, I can have a little questionnaire set up. You can say or just add your own of what you think about a particular show or guest or make suggestions to me. So if you're on Spotify, yeah, give us a shout out, hello, or whatever. And tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, and so I'll know to consider that. Recently we had, Dwan Williams. Oh, by the way, yes, he is also casting, I think, for a new film or new project he's working on. So you might want to go check with him. Recently we had our friend Peter G, or as he calls himself, our favorite Polish animator, and he just finished animating a video for a song by a band called the Startups, Stella Stalagmite, and the Shakeups are going to be here in a couple of weeks because their story is just fantastic. I love that I'm learning so many different groups and people and interest in this world. Apparently, according to Peter G, the shakeup started as a My Little Pony tribute band. So it's like, I didn't know such things were in the world. But anyway, they'll be here in a couple of weeks, and gosh, we're going to have fun. Now, I was saying to people recently, and maybe even on some shows, but talking about how it seems like, and maybe it's more heightened since the pandemic, maybe not, it just seems like it, but it often feels that there's just a sense of, even though we're trying to keep going, you know, people are pulling it together, working, moving forward, creating, going places, traveling, doing things, embarking on friendships, hobbies, jobs, companies, still, there are things that we go through that are regular day-to-day things that happen to people, disappointments and sad situations, as well as when we turn on the news, you open up your phone, your iPad, laptop, whatever, to see the news, and you sometimes wish that you hadn't. So how do we keep going day-to-day? How do we keep... And it's not like it's something we've ever thought about before, but sometimes I think lately for people it seems even more challenging. Well, I want to introduce you to a friend. Now, if you're a longtime listener of the show, but you know me personally, you know this is one of my closest friends. And just so happens, and I don't know if I'm her pet project or her best friend, but she is a behavioral health counselor. So welcome back. It's been a little too long, but welcome back to Madame Perry Salon, Kenya Colbert.
Yay! Hello!
Yay! Hey!
You're my bestest, too. I was thinking when you were talking, oh, my God, she's taken me back a lot of years. We've been together for a while.
For a while. That's yes, right. When, dude, I don't know if you want to say how many years, but for a while.
I'm good with for a while.
For a while.
No need to start naming numbers.
You know what? Yeah. No. Hey, no need to get ugly about it, hon, as we
no
say this.
No, they have been wonderful years. That's what matters. You have good people around you. That's a part of a healthy mindset as well.
Well, that's true, and it's a good thing, and it's wonderful that you open like that because, you know, I was saying once people were coming out of all of the fear and the tragedy of the pandemic and things are getting back to somewhat normal, there are some things people are still careful about, but and some things you can't do. You can't go into certain buildings anymore without someone knowing who you are, having permission, or hospitals. If you're in a hospital for any reason, maybe you can only have one or two visitors, even if you're maybe if you're just having a baby or something. However, we're back in still getting much closer to being back to normal life as before.
Yes.
And yet, of course, in regular life, you're going to deal with stuff. Last night, my husband asked me, he says, well, what's with you? You just look kind of, you have a funny look on your face. And this is when I said, you know, I think it's just that I've had so many friends pass away in the last month. And some of them are people that I just know through my conventions, you know, that I go to Wild West Con in Tucson, people from that group recently. And then maybe, or sometimes, you know, you can know someone on social media and interact and be in groups with them. And then when they pass, you know, you feel like you've lost somebody that you know, that you had spent time with. So, and I, you stop and think about it, and then you say, okay, but it seems like a lot of people, maybe it's my age, maybe it's just that I know more people, I don't know. But still, these are the day-to-day things we go through. And yet, I think also a lot of people these days are trying to, and you're the expert on this. This is why, you know, you have a degree in psychology. You are a professional behavioral health expert. You own your own business, My Healthy Noggin. You've also worked in other for other companies as a counselor. And so to bring this to you, maybe, and of course, you know me well enough to know that after saying that, I kind of forgot where I was going before that. But I think it's that. I think you know me well enough for that. like when my husband says, well, come on, what were you going to say? I said, you think I don't wish I knew what I was going to say? I wish I did, too.
I wish I could remember.
But we feel like, you know, people are trying to get up and keep going. And we do deal with things, but maybe it's because we all got to enjoy new people on social media when we weren't going out, that we feel like we had no more people. Well, but that's really part of life anyway, you know, tough times, some depression thing, maybe not getting what you want, getting laid off from a job, maybe a relationship breaks up. These are things that we go through anyway. I think maybe we're more sensitive now. So what, you know why I called you in? You can turn any mood of mine into a better mood. And anybody I know that knows you, you know, so.
Thank you.
I, I was wondering if you, for your first of all, if you want to give us your give me your thought, your observation on what I was just saying, and also, you know, maybe you have, you know, sometimes you have a different, you can have a slightly different view of things, like the five blind men and the elephant story.
Yes.
You know, you can see yes. things from a different side, but
right.
also, I'd like that. I'd like to know your view and your assessment, and then I'd also like for your, as a professional and as a friend of the show and my friend, go on with what we can do ourselves to take care of ourselves and take care of our mental health and our emotional health. And this is a time for folks, if you are listening live tonight, and this is May 7th, 2024, 10 minutes after 8 p.m., yes, Corgi's barking in the background. You know, it's my house.
I'm at the right place.
This must be the place. You got it. While you're listening, if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you want to talk to Kenya, the number to the studio is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. Now, if you know me on Facebook as Madam Perry or Jennifer Maudette Perry, you can't make a phone call. You can message me. But here we are. So just want you to know the phone lines are already open for anybody that wants to call.
All righty. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to join in on this conversation, because I truly believe in mental wellness. Like, as much as we talk about mental health right now and all the things that's going on in the world that kind of challenges our mental health, the goal is wellness. So I've had to learn that myself, how to change a situation, you know, how I'm looking at something. And a lot of times I just think that a part of our perspective comes from how we view it. And when I hear about, you know, how to deal with loss, how to deal with grief, how to deal with really being alone or depression, that you have to kind of, first of all, I believe that you have to acknowledge whatever you're going through. Sometimes we try to dismiss it because we think that we're kind of shameful of it, you know, of feeling what we're feeling. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, should I be feeling this way, or am I just not appreciative of my life? I have a life better than most, or my life is certainly not worse than everyone else's, so why am I feeling this way? And when we get to that point, I think it's okay to try to figure out what's going on in your space. So like you were saying yesterday, I kind of had a look on my face, and my husband mentioned something about it. I wasn't really sure what it was, but in hindsight, maybe it's all these things that are going on around me that are affecting my mood and causing me to not be my normal self. And that's okay. That's okay to not be your normal self for a while. That means you're human. I mean, guess what, Jennifer? You're a regular person that acknowledges. You know, you
just
acknowledge. Yeah, you're a regular person with human feelings, and we are allowed to feel. And I see nothing wrong with feeling. The problem comes when we can't transition to the next step. You know, we kind of get stuck in that place right there. And sometimes we like being there, and let me explain that. Sometimes there's comfort in the familiar. So when I'm feeling a little blue sometimes, I might watch a movie that kind of supports what I'm feeling. Like, I'm feeling a little blue. I can't really tell what it is, but a good love story and, you know, something bad might happen, but then resilience, you know, the person is resilient. They pull through. Life gets better for them. And it reminds me that life gets better. You know, sometimes it's okay to stay in that place. But when we find that we can't move from that place, we have to figure out what's holding us there. Like, what am I just, why am I unable to move from this spot? And then that's when we start looking at our mental wellness. Is this spot that I'm in good for me? Is it good for my mental health? And most of the time, you really don't need a professional to tell you that. You kind of already can feel that I'm not my best right now. So if you're not your best right now, then it's not good for you. So you have to kind of figure out or start working on ways to bounce back or to find a way to get help. And a lot of times people are fearful of someone saying, hey, maybe I should see someone. Maybe I should talk to someone. Because back before COVID, there was a stigma around mental health. You know, we all, I think, are familiar with that. But with all that COVID put everyone through, from loss of life to being isolated, being able to, some people, you know, kind of went into a hole in COVID because they were afraid to go out. And I really suffered from being able to get out because I started having health problems myself during that time. And then I had to fight through that to say, okay, you know what? Everybody is starting to go back outside again. I really need to get back outside again. And it was challenging for me in the beginning because I was like everyone else, I'm human. There were fears and there were, do they know what they're talking about and all of that. So, you know, I was there as well. And my point is that life happens. Things are going to come before us that challenge how we see life and what we and how we try to deal with it. But the one thing that mental wellness really helps us with is learning how to cope with these issues that might be challenging. And coping skills are the key to coming out of whatever it is that we find ourselves in. How do we get out of it? How do we move past it? How do we connect with ourselves, you know, our own self-awareness to in discovering who I am or who I want to be compared to what I am right now or if I'm not happy. If I'm happy, then, hey, this is wonderful. I have no problems.
Yay!
Right, but you know, life is ups and downs, twists and turns, and it's going to be that way. And sometimes we might get stuck, but the whole goal is how to get back to a place that you're happy.
Now, and that is also true. And yeah, and too, I mean, think about, you know, how often in all the years, I mean, you and I had not been apart from each other, been able to be able to at least have lunch or something or dinner or whatever, or just go out for coffee or tea in a very long time. So, but with COVID just cut.
Yeah.
Took out all the fun. And I think maybe some of that lingers on, but I also think, and by the way, I also think sometimes there are short-term things to do. I think what I one of my problems is if I open up, say, YouTube on my iPad at night, and we all know how algorithms work. You know, everything is if trying to think. I had a course in college when I had to write algorithm, I think, for a soft drink machine or a vending machine. You know, so if everything is if they do this, then do this. If they, you know, if they put in a quarter, tell them they need to put in 50 more cents. You know, everything has to go. And I realized that whatever I watch, see, and I know that, it's going to keep showing me more. So if I watch, like when I was cooking tonight, I was going to cook fast. So I'll put on YouTube and I'll put on, Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, DGs, their Bee Gees project. I put on their DGs at disco music. And that was my motivational music to cook. And when I do that, it's going to show me more and more stuff, more Bee Gees, more Foo Fighters, more everything like that.
Yeah.
But if I get caught up in something like true crime or a really horrible story, true crime, and then it's going to start showing me more and more of that, and then I start really feeling down, like, wait, I need to quit looking at this, because the more I do, the more it's going to put in front
there
of me.
There
I can't do that. And then I'll have to flip over. And I'll have to just kind of like, okay, I'm going to have to get, I know there are horrible things that happen to people, but I can't do anything about it right now. So I'll have to flip over to somebody like Bill Hader from, the show Barry, or from his old clips from Saturday Night Live, or Leslie Jones, or somebody like that, that I know will put me in a better mood.
And that's a great coping skill. I mean, as long as what you're trying to distract yourself from is a healthy thing to do. You know what I'm saying? So one of the coping skills is, okay, when I'm feeling a certain way, I, instead of staying in that way, I go and put on comedy. And that's healthy. That's considered a healthy coping skill. What's not healthy is if you're feeling that way and you're watching something else and that feeling remains, and then you don't deal with what is causing that emotion. You know, you kind of keep burying it deeper and deeper, and instead of basically dealing with what it is, because sometimes the fear of the unknown, when we don't think we know what the problem is, it can make things so much worse. But when once you start really, I love journaling, I love writing, I love it, like those kind of things that help me, which is one of my coping skills. I was like, okay, you know what? I just need to start just kind of throwing everything that's in my brain on a piece of paper to get it out. And this day and time, I sound so old, because even I don't put it on a piece of paper anymore, but I used to keep paper and pen next to my bed. Now I grab my phone. My note section is packed with that. But it is a way to deal with, you know, hey, this made me feel, and it's a temporary fix. And if it worked, then that is wonderful. But sometimes people do that, and then they suppress what's really going on. Because sometimes you can just feel a little funky. Like I said, watching the movie, sometimes I don't really know. I'm not really sad. I'm not really anything. I'm just feeling a little melancholy, I guess. I'm just feeling a little, I don't really feel like laughing right now. I just feel like just watching something simple. And then you discover that life is everything but simple. There is nothing simple in life. Even the most simplest things can be complicated. And you just have to, you know, and that's the beauty of getting to know yourself. So the best part of coping skills is self-awareness, because when you understand yourself better, which I see you did when you said, hey, I've got to quit watching this. This is not good for me. It just keeps they keep sending me more and more, and I keep watching more and more. Let me make my own choice. I'm going to go totally away from this and go over and watch something that I know I enjoy. It makes me laugh. It makes, you know, life a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you love SNL, so because I know you so well. And that's a good thing. That really is a good thing. That is a good thing. I just think that with all the things going on in the world, that there's constant reminders of problems. And in order to really protect your own wellness, you have to find ways around the obvious. Because all these things are obvious. We know that there are problems. Things happen. I mean, there's just a saying, and I agree with it, and I reminded myself of it when my grandmother passed away in January. And I loved her so much, but I knew that my grandmother was 94 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, gosh, the emotions that we have to deal with are real. But that saying kept coming to my head, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And
that's so funny. That's kind of, yeah, yeah. And you know,
and that's that thing.
That is so funny. You know, it made me think about it. You just took me back to, probably around 2001 or two, around the time we first met.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my husband and I went to MGM Grand. It was for our, I think it was our 19th anniversary or something, and we picked that place and time because it was Tina Turner's farewell concert.
Mm-hmm.
And so we treated ourselves, stayed there in the MGM Grand. And when you got in the elevator, there was this picture of a woman in this flowing pale green dress, and she's floating in the air, and she said, and it was something about how they wanted to make you feel. They said, we want you to feel like you've died and gone to heaven without that yucky dying part.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, can we skip that part?
Yeah, without the yucky
human
dying
nature.
Part. So.
Human nature. But yeah, and death is life, and life is death. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's that thing that nobody gets out of. Everybody's got to do it. Nobody
mm-hmm.
gets out of death. I don't care who you are. We all get out of it. But we love so much, and we care so much that it's us that we are worried about, not the person that has passed on, because they don't have to worry about those issues anymore. So it's ourselves with our own emotions that really we have to learn to understand and really respect life. I think in death, you have to respect life, the life that
mm-hmm.
they have. But you just have to, I don't, that's a whole nother subject, but I really do believe you have to respect, in death you have to respect life, you do, and it makes it all fair. But I'm sorry,
what?
I don't want to talk to you,
No. Just it makes me think, I'm trying to think, okay, well, where do I go? I tell you what, let me stop just 1 second and say, if you're listening live, and you want to give us a call, the number is 646-716-9922. And actually, my producer has not given me an audio check tonight. So, hey, if anybody out there is listening and don't have a comment, but you want to call and let us know that that we sound okay or we don't sound okay, or you want me to be quiet so Kenya can talk more, that's fine too. Yeah. So I've got a little message here while you're deciding if you're going to call. Which message? Oh, I know. Here's a good one. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who's going to coach this team. They don't got no talent on it. And I don't really feel like talking.
That's
kind of hard. I don't feel like talking about the Knicks right
don't
now.
Want to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry Salon. And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostov, all the comedians.
What about people you that could, don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny, Chuck. Real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
Ugh, what a day. I just need some me time for once. Yes, perfect. I got the new bath bombs today. Peach and clove, here we come. Mim and the Anvil makes the best smelling herbal blends of bath bombs. You can order loose or ground herb, added buttermilk, extra large, even ones with hidden gifts inside. There are over 25 essential oil varieties. After today, my body definitely needs some spiritual nourishment and lots of fizz. Her metaphysical blends are soothing in more ways than one. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. Make time for yourself. There are over 100 herbal blends of bath bombs. Keep a healthy body and mind. Feed your soul. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. If you don't make time for yourself, no one else will.
I'm completely operational, and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
All right. So, Madam Perry, back here with Kenya Colbert, behavioral health counselor, owner of the business My Healthy Noggin. And
yes,
is it okay if I go ahead and say that you've got something special coming out for everybody soon?
It is okay. Please do.
All right. I will she's coming out with the book, and let me tell you, I've been proofreading it along, editing and stuff. Oh, I am so excited about this.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Tell us if you've settled on a title. Tell us what it's about. I mean, I kind of know, but everybody else doesn't.
Yeah, pretty much know, but I will share a little bit about the book. And so, guys, if you know anything about me, and I'm always, again, everything is about mental wellness for me. And I wanted to write a book that dealt with mental wellness, because in counseling and in therapy, a lot of people always talk about how when they're going through counseling, nobody really breaks down how to do it, though. They're like, go to counseling. And people are like, okay, good, okay. But when they get into counseling, they really don't know where to go from there, and they don't know how to do a lot of the activities or the techniques that are suggested in therapy or in counseling. So I call the head the noggin, and my book is called My Healthy Noggin, and it's mental wellness journaling through sunshine, thunderstorms, and rainbows. Because in life, we really go through all of those. Life is like seasons. So sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's thunderstorms, and in the end, it always comes back to rainbows. And after every storm, there's a rainbow somewhere. So that is the gist of the book. And I really, it's a journaling book. But again, I'm teaching how to journal through the activities that are to help with your mental wellness. Everything that we do, should always come. Just as when we're always talking about, oh, you have to be healthy. Everybody's like, you got to be healthy, healthy. You got to eat right. You got to exercise. You got to, and all those things are true. But what's upstairs is actually what helps to lead the rest of it. So, you know, it's a, where the head goes, the body must follow. And that's the gist of why I love my healthy noggin, because without my healthy mindset, I'm setting myself up for failure with the rest of my life. And I want to help other people to really figure out how to manage life and enjoy it, not just live it. Living it is kind of boring. Just living it is kind of boring.
How to find
the best in life, how to find the best, how to take what you've already lived, the years you've already lived, and appreciate all that those years have taught you.
Mm-hmm.
And how to take what you've learned, and make the rest of your life better. And that's
okay.
What the book is about. If I tell you any more, I'll tell you the whole book.
Come on. You know, I'm not going to give away, but, you know, I've been reading it a lot and working with you.
Yes.
I mean, you're writing it. I'm just looking for the little things and making sure, and so far it's perfect.
Great editor.
True. But anyway. also, I give shout out to some friends that are out there listening. Peter G. We were just talking about Peter G. Peter G's out there, said he's listening right now.
Yay.
Hey, maybe he's – oh, you know what?
What?
Yeah, Peter does a lot of audios, a lot of videos. He's going to do one for one of my songs by the end of the year. But that's off subject.
Ooh,
that's off
nice.
Subject. But anyway.
Congrats.
Thanks. If he still likes me by the time he gets around to it, he's a pretty busy guy. But anyway. Let's see, where am I? Oh, you know what? I was going to say that as I'm reading it, and this was very, very interesting. You know, some books, some authors have a style of a way they want to lead you to something, or they maybe if it's a mystery or something, they want to let you think that you've discovered something, or let you think that you feel that you've had a hint to something. And I told you that when I started reading from the beginning, when the first time I started reading your new book, I felt like it was like I had a friend like maybe a spiritual advisor, guardian angel or somebody walking
Yay.
Me through stuff and teaching me things without any kind of judgment, like, I can't believe you didn't know this, or, you know what you really need to do? You need to do so-and-so. It wasn't – it was just like somebody who wanted to make you feel good about yourself and then show you things that were better.
Amen. If you found that, then you are right there with me. I appreciate it. Because I think that who we are comes out in what we do. I just believe that. Just whether people know it or not. I love my clients, and I just love people in general. Like, human life is so amazing to me. Like, I see the good, the bad, and the ugly like anyone else, but I'm always thinking there is so much potential if only someone, you know, when things are going bad, if someone can say, you know what, I know that you're doing something really crazy right now, and sometimes I think that the things that we do is to get attention. You know, I just think that sometimes that's a cry for help. That's a cry for attention. That's that I'm feeling a certain kind of way, and I'm not happy with what's going on in my life, And when I see things that are, when I see people who are mean, or I see people who are mad all the time, I just want to give them a hug because I'm like, what happened? Who did it? Who I need to go beat up? That's what I want to know. Who do I need to go and get for you? Because somebody did something to you that's actually changing the person that God made. They're making you into a man-made person, but God had other intentions for you. So what can I do to help you get back on the right track? And that's how I see people, and that's how I see, you know, clients, and that's how I see working with people. I just think that something went wrong, or somebody did something wrong, or somebody didn't listen, somebody didn't care, and it caused these actions. It caused you to react like this. So I try my best to help people find the person that God made. I don't know how else to say that, but that is where I am in what I do. I just think that God does not make a mistake, and I think that we're all his children, and we all are worthy of love, and you just have to get life out of the way to find a good person underneath sometimes. And sometimes the people don't even know who they are, you know, whose they are. They just don't know, so they react in ways that is just frustrated with life. Or sometimes they're just sad because they don't know how good life can be. So let me help you with some healthy coping skills to deal with those uncomfortable emotions that life will throw at you. Like there's no way to know when it's going to happen. So let me help you decide which way you want to handle a problem, because a lot of times we think that there's no way that we have a choice in the things that we do, but we actually do. And, you know, there's these strategies help us decide how do I want to deal with it. Sometimes you don't know how to deal with something, so the technique that you use might be negative. But if somebody shows you a positive method, strategy to refocus, then maybe, you know, you'll make better choices. We do better when we know better. Kind of thinking. But I want to say one thing too. One more thing before I forget. You were talking about the internet, and we're on our devices all the time, but the internet is also filled with so much positive stuff. Like we find ourselves, and humans are really funny, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but we love to be entertained. Like humans are, just entertain me. And social media is focused on, hey, in a minute you can be entertained. But in that same minute, somebody can really piss you off. You know, in that same minute, somebody could say something that really hurts your feelings. In that same minute, somebody can really belittle you. So it really is, if you have the most powerful thing in the world in your hand, and I know this sounds silly, but use it for good, because everything that I'm saying, everything that a therapist will tell you, everything your counselor will tell you is on the internet. I'm not trying to take business from myself. I'm not trying to take business from anyone else. I'm just saying, if you want to really start before you, you know, take that step and you know where you are on your spectrum of how much help you need by where you are. But if you're in a place where you're like, wow, I'm feeling kind of depressed, or maybe you're not calling it depressed. Maybe just I feel a little down, or I'm feeling a little not right, or the internet is here. But it's how you use it. It's so powerful. Like, it carries everything in the world. Everybody that you're talking to every counselor that you go to, every therapist that you go to, they went to school and everything they learned is on the internet. I don't know how else to say that except when you have your device in your hand, start Googling, start entering information about positive coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm feeling sad and blue and I don't know what to do, wow, that rhymed. I'm not even right.
No.
I'm
a, wait a minute.
Maybe
wait.
Rap is in my next life. But the internet is just so, I mean, it's good and bad. You know what I'm saying? It offers you everything, but it really is a place when you really don't know where to go and you don't know what choices to make. Before you get stuck in Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or X, whatever the thing is, just type in whatever you're feeling and then put in coping skills or put in behavior health. Type in how you're feeling, stress. If you type in, I am stressed, help me with ways to deal with my stress. That's a good one. Page after page after page after page of things will come up. Sometimes we have to kind of go the extra mile to read a lot to find out. But if nothing else, it should pique your interest into what going to a counselor entails, what speaking to a therapist entails, what it's about. So like mm-hmm. one of them that I really like to use a lot is it's called Very Well Mind. And it's a website, a mental health website. There's so many of them. I mean, just mm-hmm. it's a million of them. But one of the ones that I really like, Very Well Mind, it's really good. It's easy to read. It's not all like you got to be a scientist to read it. Everyday language. And one of the topics that I pulled up for tonight was healthy coping skills for uncomfortable emotions. Because when you're feeling good, you actually don't think about counseling. You know, you don't think about when everything is great. It's when things are not that great that we start trying to figure out, how do I cope with what's going on with me? And then, you know, we have things that happen every day. You break up with somebody, you lose a job, the kids get on your nerves, the dog keep barking at the mailman. Yeah, it's just so many things that can get us to the point of, I'm not even going to mention the news and all these other things that mm-hmm. are going on. But in all of that, it's not what happens to us, but how we deal with what happens to us is what makes the difference. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And in this article, they talk about how having healthy coping skills can be the key to getting through the rough times of whatever you're going through. And that is so true. And when we think about when we talk to our friends, like when I'm going through something and I'm feeling, you know, a little sad and blue, I might journal, I might do this, or I might call my bestie. Jen, what you
mm-hmm.
doing?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah. what you doing? And the beauty of having good people around you is that you don't always have to necessarily speak on what is bothering you. Mm-hmm. The energy from the people who love you seems to just kind of wiggle you out of where you are. It's like I'm laughing now, I'm talking, you're telling me some funny stories because you guys don't know, Jennifer is extremely funny. She don't know she's funny. That's what makes her so funny.
what makes me funny is how funny I am. Hold on. We've got a caller here. I was about to give a list of some of my favorite people that make me laugh and feel good no matter what. First, and of course, is you, my friend Ann, Cindy, my friend Michelle. You've heard Michelle on here before.
Yes.
They were shows that you weren't on, but you were listening to them. Michelle is so much fun. My friend Aaliyah. But, well, Kenya, since we are in the genie bottle, would you mind just reaching over? Someone's at the door and pull that little beaded curtain over.
If you would.
And I want this so that this special friend can just appear. Ready? Welcome to Madame Perry's Salon, Michelle.
Well, hi. Well, you know, I was feeling pretty good until I found out it was the seventh person on your list of funny people. Come on. What's a chick got to do to crawl in the top, man? Just a little competitive here.
And then, Michelle, you moved to the top of the line when you called in. I'm sorry.
I think I need the next time I see Jennifer, I'm going to have to buy her a few drinks or something to get her soft so she'll remember me. But
I think I'm going to be in trouble.
You're at the top of the line for me, Michelle.
No, that's okay. I don't mind getting behind a few people, but I'll get up there eventually. Listen, and the reason I've waited so long to call is I just am mesmerized by everything you're talking about. To be a little vulnerable, I myself am going through a season and a journey that has me in intensive outpatient. I'm not embarrassed to say that. And one of the things, I had two questions for you, if you don't mind.
You
speak about journaling, and what advice do you give someone who is trying to find their journal, you know, like my pace? I mean, I want to do it at the end of the day when, like, I even try to gratitude journal. By the end of the day, I am so darn tired. I'm just grateful my eyes are open, and I can't remember everything I thought about during the day. I'm like, oh, I need to remember this. And at the end of the day, I remember nothing except how to pick up my pencil. So how do you find your pace and you know, your time of day and things like that?
Okay, great question, Michelle. Actually, it's a great question. So I'm going to tell you, this is unbelievable, but I just told my daughter this today. My daughter said, Mom, I'm trying to do this journaling thing you keep talking about. I can't really get it. And what I told her, and I'm going to tell you the same thing, journaling starts off appearing to be so complicated because we're trying to critique ourselves as we're writing. We're trying to make everything make sense as it does supposedly in life. But journaling doesn't actually start like that. When I tell you that when I begin journaling, you might say a line this morning, like in the morning when in my coffee time, I have my phone with me. And then I'm just thanking God for today. I'm thanking God for today, and then I remember whatever is challenging me in that moment today. Because tomorrow, most likely, it's going to be something totally different. But today, in this moment, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Please help me to find the strength to get through whatever it is that I'm going through today. So I'm not trying to write a lot. That's it. I'm done with that for now. Now, as my day goes on, what I thought was a big deal in the morning just took back seat, like today. I am preparing for the show, and I get a call from Amazon, from my bank, telling me that somebody in Mexico just tried to go shopping on my Amazon account with my card.
Oh, it's fess up day. I better fess up.
Yes.
I love how you tied that conviction in at the same time that you were talking about me journaling notes.
Exactly. See how I did that, though.
Yes.
But in your journaling, don't focus so much on what you're going to say. Focus on what you're feeling in that moment. To me, that's the beginning of journaling. Like, I am not trying to journal everything that has happened today. When I pick up my phone, I do it in the car. If I'm sitting in the parking lot, I'll just write something down, because later on when I get ready to actually sit down and journal, now I've pretty much taken notes throughout the day of what I want to talk about. But by me doing it at the end of my day, and I understand you're saying when you get home, you're tired. For me, it's almost the last thing that I do at night before I start watching TV, because I will fall asleep. I said it. But yeah, Michelle, journaling is really, in the beginning, just jot down what you're thinking in the moment. It's going to grow later. Later, you're going to need a whole book. One page is not going to do. But in the beginning, just whatever you're going through in that moment, just kind of put it down and walk away from it. Yeah. And then later, pick it up again.
That's a very good advice, because I think just that, like you said, at the end of the day, you're tired and you've kind of forgotten everything. But to have those notes will help jog that memory. And so not put so much pressure on myself to write something that's beautiful and eloquent that I'm leaving for someone else to read, which my husband would absolutely, my husband would just, I can't tell you what he would do if he ever read my thoughts. the second one, and Jennifer, that's between you and me and probably everybody.
Hey, and Michelle, reciprocity on that agreement, okay?
Yes,
there
ma'am,
you, go.
You got it. My other question, and I didn't want to take up the whole show, and this is something that probably, I haven't read your book, and I need to go get it. I'm so sorry. You
not
have to stop
yet,
getting authors on here.
It's not out yet.
Well,
it's not out yet.
Oh,
Michelle.
It's not out. Well, good. I have time, because Jennifer is getting authors, and I've got books, like, I'd have to spend 9 years on the beach to read all the books of the authors that she has on her show that are just so awesome. My question... My second question is probably a little more difficult, but how do you speak about purpose? And it's so hard today with things that are going on in our lives. There is such a journey that twists and turns. I'm going to speak to women specifically, women find their purpose outside of being that wife, that caregiver, that mother. And you know, our titles that we accumulate over our lifetime is not really helpful when it comes to trying to find your purpose. How do you suggest someone do that?
Yeah, another great question. So I have been all of those, carried all of those titles as well. So I'm speaking from experience. And at the end of the day, as much as everyone else, we carry everyone else's baggage with us. We know everybody's story. We know how we want to help them. We know, you know, what is important to them. But in the middle of all of that, we have to actually stop and get to know ourselves. And that's where that self-awareness comes from. What do I like? What do I want to do? What can I do for myself? What is good for my mental wellness? And then when you find that thing that you have to find whatever, because believe me, I can almost promise you there is something in your heart and in your spirit right now that you actually enjoy, whether it's helping other people, even calling in tonight was an honor, but it's a part of who you are. You could have just listened. So you like to reach out. You like, you know, to support. How can I use what I like to do and make it a part of my own purpose in life?
Oh, good.
spend time with yourself for a minute, you know, and this is where journaling is great.
What do I like?
What does Michelle like? Forget all the rest of those people.
You know, I don't even know. The ice cream.
We need to open an ice cream bar.
I think an ice cream bar that also has alcohol. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm not mad at you.
I know, right, right, right. Well,
That's a great idea.
Okay, well, that might be my new calling. My there purpose. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You may be onto your best. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah, I may be crawling to you for some capital, Jennifer.
I'm here.
You know,
be careful. hey, listen.
Like, hold on,
let me tell you, I just read something you're talking about that fits in this, and this is somebody I've been following, and they follow me on Twitter for a long time. And here's this post on here, and it said, I don't know if this is her quote or somebody else's, but it says, it's about the secret to happiness. Are you ready to hear this?
I'm ready.
Please. Yeah.
Michelle, okay. Everybody else ready? I know Peter G's out there. Megan's out there. It says, a secret to happiness is to celebrate how hot and hilarious you are instead of comparing yourself to other people.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I love that.
I have never considered myself hot, but Hot Kitsaki is my new name.
Hot is who you are. I know you would like her.
Next time we dance at a show, you're dancing with Hot Kitsaki.
I love it. Michelle, I want to tell you one more thing before you hang up.
Yes, please.
So another thing. So this is there's something about when you're living with other people or other people have access to our things that it really kind of hinders what we actually want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So in our journaling. So I suggest that if you're journaling. So let me say this. When I was in high school, I used to have a diary, right? But I had a younger sister and brother and my parents. Clearly, my house had nothing to do but to see what was in my diary. Yeah, they just had – that was everybody's job to go and read. So when I was in the 10th grade, I started writing my diary backwards. Every word was backwards. I wrote a whole diary. It literally is about 100 pages.
What?
Day by day. It's backwards. It's even to this day, my sister's like, was that Spanish or something that you were writing?
That's right. That is awesome. Your sister's probably listening to this too and talking about you giving advice on journaling.
But you just have to find ways to protect your privacy. But one thing that I do and I say for myself is always put everything has a vault on it now. So your phone has a vault, your computers have vaults. But if it's something that you just want to just express yourself without really worrying about who's going to see it, because that actually does hinder what flows. Because you are worried about what is going to be seen.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Get your little,
thank you.
Open a little vault on your phone or on your computer, and then you're the only person with the code, and then you just write your little heart out, honey, and put it right in there as you say day by day.
Perfect. I am going to do that starting tonight.
All right, sister. All right.
I'll let you know how it goes. Yes, I may have to write a book someday. Thank you so much.
All right.
Sorry to read you guys over.
You're so welcome.
And hey, Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Since Kenya listened to a show recently and heard when you were participating with us, and, of course she found you fun and charming and chanting like we all do. And so hopefully maybe one day when we're at listening to a band or something, maybe we can get Kenya to come out and be with us.
That would be amazing.
I would love to. I would love to. Yeah. You guys have to give me enough notice, though. I don't know why I'm never spur of the moment person.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that's a date. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to put that as something to achieve in my journal.
Yay!
Down. Yay! All right. I love that.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. Right. By the way, folks, bye. Oh, Michelle, she's so cool. All right. And folks, remember one thing. If you listened about a month ago when Caroline Leavitt was on the show with talking about her new book, Days of Wonder, she's just shared that Thursday night, 6:15 p.m., she will be interviewed by Scott Simon on NPR. That's pretty cool. Kenya, I am so excited. Now, see, somebody's already, people are looking for your book now, so I don't mean to be, I don't mean to be pushy, but I'm going to push you. So
keep pushing.
You know, I'm going to tell you what I tell other people. You know, think about books that have meant so much to you. And what if they hadn't been written or published, or they were written but not published?
So true.
Now think about how many people are going to feel that way about your book. So,
thank you from your mouth to God's ears, because I really pray that it helps someone the way that writing helped me. Sometimes we help each other without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it. Like I've read good stuff.
So, all right, sweetie. Thank you so much. And of course, if you turned it at the end, I've been talking to behavioral health counselor Kenya Colbert, owner of My Healthy Noggin. And you can find out all kind of cool stuff about her on social media. But I will be sharing on all of my social media, not just Madame Perry Salon, but on my personal and business, how to get her book when it comes out and how to reach out to My Healthy Noggin if you need someone to talk to. You know, some people are afraid to make their first time to a counselor or a therapist or psychologist. What will it be like? Let me tell you, it's not always like the TV people that go, and how'd you feel about that? And what'd you feel about that? My psychologist was so much fun. And I mean, she didn't laugh at my problems, but they made you feel comfortable,
exactly.
Kenya makes all of her clients feel comfortable and safe to talk.
Yes.
So I'll be sharing all that information. Kenya, thank you once again.
Thank you, Jen. I just wanted to end on this one little thing. I know that I use the term a lot, and towards the end, actually was speaking to Michelle, I realized that I actually didn't explain it very well. So I know you guys probably heard me saying coping skills. So let me tell you what coping skills are right quick. I know it's in reverse, and at the end I realized I didn't say it in the beginning. But your coping skills help you tolerate, minimize, and deal with stressful situations in life. So when you start thinking of when you're in that mindset, start thinking of coping skills that can help you to deal with that stressful situation in a way that you come out better and not bitter.
Mm.
Okay? How can I deal with what I'm going through so that I come out better and not bitter? Okay. That's
better
it.
And not bitter. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you
Fantastic.
Guys so much for having me tonight.
Thank you, and I hope you'll be back soon when your new book is out and published.
You know I will, and I can't wait for the next girlfriend podcast on your show. I
Yay!
Love this so much.
I know. These are so energizing. All right, everybody, be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Remember, I think you're fabulous, and everybody's got a twin. Good night.